Item number four, the uncontested items. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. On the uncontested items calendar, we listed for for inclusion items 7, 9 through 13, 26 through 30. However, I have some changes to recommend, and they go in both directions. So first of all, I'd like to add item number 32, which is the emergency abandoned recalcitrant account priority list. Typically, that's been a consent item in years past. Is there anyone who is interested in that item? Anyone in the audience? And any board member questions on that one?
No, but we'd be asked that, oh, well, we're going to do that today, so. Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay. So I'd like to add that to the consent calendar. I would like to delete from the consent calendar items 9 through 13. Those are the Monterey Bay, Carmel Bay dischargers related items. And the main reason for that is, well, twofold. One, just in the terms of the order of events, we are going to have a presentation on the monitoring program from our staff. And it's possible that that will bring up some questions, which may lead to some additional changes on the, that the board would like to make. So I think it would make sense just to take those off consent calendar and take them up after we have the C-Clean presentation. And then there's another issue that I'll get to when we get to those items. So I recommend removing those from the consent calendar. And then lastly, item 23, cleanup cases, closures, and corrective action plan approvals. That's not really a board action. It's just that we typically recommend that, or we will proceed as we've recommended unless the board directs otherwise. And I had a request for some people to deal with that up front in the agenda. So
what are you recommending for 23?
Well,
be a consent item?
Yes, consent in terms of, and that's, it's not actually a board action, but.
No, just information discussion.
So really you just want to take it out of place, right? Out
yeah.
of turn.
Yeah.
Or you just want to make it a written report.
Right. Well, what I typically do is ask if the board has any objection to the direction we're recommending.
Are there any board objections to doing that on item number 23?
I don't have an objection, but I have a question, a procedural question. Is there any problem with taking items off of the regular agenda that are scheduled for tomorrow and putting them on the consent agenda as far as public, the chance for people to address the issue?
Well, I thought of that, and the two that would be, if I think there are two that are affected, that would be the abandoned recalcitrant one.
Yeah, I was actually thinking in terms of legal concerns.
Okay.
Maybe.
And
Francis.
No, there's not a problem on those particular items because the agenda notice says that the board may take them out of order at any time.
So. Okay, great. Thanks.
Beyond the legal point, though, I was thinking that if someone shows up tomorrow, the board would probably want to go ahead and hear from them.
Okay.
That's it, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Briggs. So just to recap this, for the consent agenda would be item number 7, item number
23,
mm-hmm. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, and 32.
Correct.
Unless there's some questions or any board members want to have those pulled, do we have any cards on those items?
Nope. Anyone have any objection to the board having those on consent?
If not, then I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none. Motion is carried.